Chapter 14 0715 hours, October 31st, 2552, military calendar. Zeta Dorada system, near Zone 67, planet Onyx. Ash ran for his life over the rocky ground. He wasn't sure how the thing was tracking him in his spy suit, but it was. He looked over his shoulder and saw the three booms and single eye of the drone flash in the sunlight. It accelerated and skimmed over the ground in pursuit of Team Saber.
"Scatter!"
he ordered over Team Com. That drone's beam weapon could melt through their armor in the blink of an eye. Ash wasn't going to take the chance of it wiping out his entire squad with a single shot. Mark and Dante broke left. Holly went right. Ash didn't see Olivia. She had to be stealthing. Ash decided to flat out run straight ahead, hoping to draw its fire. He risked another glance back. The drone veered left after Holly. She sprinted up a slope. Ash saw this slope ended in a sheer cliff 100 meters ahead of her. When she got there, she'd be trapped. Even if she jumped and survived, then the drone would still have her, firing from above. He wouldn't let that happen. He ran back. Holly skidded to a halt at the cliff's edge. The drone angled above her, and its central spherical eye burned red. Ash fired his MA-5B assault rifle. A translucent gold energy shield shimmered around the drone, and the rubber rounds bounced off. The central eye continued to heat. He wasn't giving up that easily. Those shields weren't like Covenant shields, invisible until they interacted with projectile or energy. Ash had seen these pop into place just before his round had struck. He had to try something else. Ash picked up a rock and sidearmed it at the drone. It was nowhere near as fast as a bullet, but it was a great deal heavier. The stone hit and spanged off one of its metal booms, scratching it. No shields this time. The drone hesitated, and one boom looked like it twitched. Ash noticed that the three booms were not connected to the center sphere. They all just floated there. What was this thing? It closed on Holly. She fired at it, but its shield snapped into place once again, deflecting the rounds. She looked over the cliff's edge and took a deep breath. She was going to jump.
"No way," Ash whispered.
He grabbed a fist-sized chunk of onyx and hurled it with all his strength. It connected, dead center, with the drone's spherical red eye.
"Yes!"
he cried. The drone rotated to face Ash. His elation instantly evaporated as the thing glided toward him, picking up speed. Ash turned and ran. He jinked right and then left. The ground exploded. Heat washed over him, and he flew head over heels. He landed flat on his back, slapping at the last moment to break the fall. Ash rolled, and with only a slight limp, he kept running. He hoped the other squads were having better luck. Olivia had picked up Katana Squad's signal. They reported they were being forced into Zone 67. They'd lost their signal shortly thereafter. They'd never gotten word from Gladius Squad. Either they were dark or dead. He looked back. The drone was almost on top of him. Its single eye heated to a cherry red cinder, preparing another blast of energy. Ahead there was a crevice in the rock, a sinuous 2-meter channel that could have been a deep river 1 million years ago, before this place dried up. He sprinted for it and dove. The channel was much deeper than he'd imagined. He bounced off the walls and landed 10 meters farther at the bottom. The shadow of the drone flashed overhead and vanished. Ash slowly got to his feet and held his breath. Had he lost it? Maybe they had a chance after all to... The drone reappeared overhead. He could run down the channel, but with all its twists and turns, he'd be slow. Besides, it didn't even have to hit him with its energy beam. One shot at the walls and he'd be buried alive. Ash was trapped. So he stood absolutely still, hoping it could only detect motion. The drone dropped into the channel and stopped halfway down, staring directly at him. The eye glowed dull red, heating to molten golden. If Ash didn't know better, he'd say the machine looked angry. He needed to let the rest of Saber know where he was, at least know what he discovered. Radio silence was no help now. He clicked on his comm and turned up the gain to maximum.
They only track high-velocity objects, he said over the comm.
The drone hesitated, and its booms moved in and out, almost as if it were what? Attenuating his signal, trying to hear him. Ash yelled over his comm, "Stop!" The three booms locked in place, and the drone drifted back a half meter. It had heard him.
"What do you want?"
Ash said. The drone crept closer. His own voice blasted through his helmet speaker.
"Vigelit, Pnut Juber."
Ash shook his head clear.
"I don't understand."
He held up his hands, spread wide, and shrugged. The universal, I don't know gesture.
"Vigelit non sequitur now."
"I got part of that," Ash said. "Non sequitur. That's Latin, right?"
Ash wasn't sure what this thing was, or what it was trying to say, but it definitely wasn't Covenant. The Covenant had language translators, and they didn't sound like this. The Covenant generally used them only to pronounce florid curses just before they vaporized planets. This close, Ash could see the inert curve of the drone's booms, and could feel the heat from its eye. Tiny golden hieroglyphics shimmered around the sphere, floating a centimeter off its surface. Ash squinted, but couldn't make out the characters.
"Security protocols enabled,"
the drone spoke over the comm.
"I understood that," Ash replied.
"Ring offensive system activated," it said. "Shield in countdown mode. Exchange proper counter response, reclaimer."
"I don't
want to hurt you," Ash tried.
He had no idea what this thing wanted.
"Non sequitur," it said. "Reclassification of targets as non-reclaimers. Aboriginal subspecies. Collect for further analysis. Else neutralize as possible infection vector."
Ash understood with perfect clarity, neutralize. The drone advanced, spreading its booms apart like an open maw. He was out of ideas. A rock hit the drone, a granite chunk a half meter across. It glanced off the drone's ventral boom. The impact made the drone dip, but it recovered, and its booms shifted, geometry rearranged, so it now stared up at the edge of the channel. Team Saber stood there looking down, all of them hefting large rocks. Two stones collided into the drone's spears, and one shattered directly on its eye. It dipped to the ground with a crash, and the spherical eye heated to blazing white hot. The dirt around it fused to glass and bubbled. A boulder barely fitting within the channel bounced off the walls and flattened the drone. The eye, crushed to an oblate shape, crackled and cooled to dull red and then black. The thing's three metal spars radiated out from under the rock like a flattened spider. Ash exhaled, let his adrenaline subside, and he climbed out of the chasm. Mark and Dante helped him up. They'd saved each other 100 times before, but those were always drills. Even under live-fire conditions, it had never been like this. For real. Ash wanted to tell them that they were like brothers and sisters to him. All he could manage, without his voice breaking, was, "Thanks, guys." Holly replied,
"Well, thanks for being bait."
"Good call using rocks," Olivia whispered.
Ash nodded. "We've got to get undercover," he said. "Back to the jungle."
"No, back to camp," Mark said. "Grab some real ammunition."
Dante added, "Explosives, too." Ash saw motion in his peripheral vision. Three more drones flew over the mesas, moving back and forth. Searching.